WHDD presents Susan Says.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really starting to get stir crazy. I've only been out a few times in like 4 months. I went to the bank once, I went to the park twice, I know. And I'm very lucky to have a garden. I do get sun and fresh air. I've tried to read, but I can't concentrate. So I've taken up needlepoint. After 20 years, it's very helpful in calming and relaxing. Though I have a new ailment now. It's called needle arm. Yeah, it hurts three places, my wrist, my elbow, and my shoulder. So I ice it, but I have some really nice pillows that I'm making for people I love. Anyway, to be really honest, the one thing I do all day is watch TV. Lots of news, and then, okay, I'll tell you, I have some really awful shows I turn to. Euphemistically called guilty pleasures, but they're just embarrassing and icky and ugh. I'm going to review and recommend them to you, though, in order of least disgusting. Number one, Botched. It's a show about bad plastic surgery, or in some cases, necessary fixes for health reasons. Those are sad and hopeful. Two Beverly Hills doctors, one nice and one arrogant, who rolls his eyes as he talks, which just drives me nuts. One concentrates on noses and face. The other does boobs mostly, but sometimes butts. Yeah, they do those. It's weirdly fascinating, and for you guys, they do show the boobs. Moving on. Number two, Jerry Springer. You know who he is. The former mayor of a city. Yeah, that's how bad politics is. He has an assorted, misfit, awful guest challenging someone, a mate, for cheating or being dishonest in some other way. A lot of them are weight challenged, if you know what I mean. And then they like to punch each other, especially the women, and then they have this bruiser guy try to separate them while the audience of imbeciles, I mean, attentive, aggressive people, cheer them on yelling, Jerry, Jerry. And for some reason, again, large-breasted women take their breasts out to show the camera, which blocks them, and then Jerry just moves on as if it isn't happening. I can't watch this. I hardly ever do. Yuck. Number three, Hoarders. This one fascinates me. I admit it. It's people who live in houses which are so filled with junk that you can't walk. You can't find a place to sit. They have reasons, usually psychological, and then they have mice and other bugs. Ugh. And we are told nicely that the houses stink. We can almost smell it through the TV. The city usually is coming to remove them, so some family member brings them into a shrink to talk to them and help them sort what they really must keep from what they won't let go. It's sad, but it's nice when the house is clean. Most say they are happier. This week was kind of funny. I'm sorry, but it was. There were two twin brothers and another brother, like Daryl, and my other brother Daryl and Newhart. They were weird, but they were happy when it was clean. So you go, guys. There was a couple who argues all the time. She couldn't find her teeth because they were somewhere in the mess. And then when they found them, she put them in without washing them, even though they were in a case. But, oh, never mind. Now, number four, we're going into really, ew. My friend tells me not to tell her about this as it makes her sick. Okay, then I'll tell you. My 600-pound life, enormously fat people, either alone or with other enormously fat people in their family, like the 1,000-pound family, yeah. They go to a clinic in Texas where a kind of oily doctor will give them a stomach reduction if they lose 100 pounds. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. He puts them in the hospital. He comes in to see how they're doing. Sometimes he's angry, sometimes he's not. They show the operation, which I don't watch. I block that part. And then it's just amazing how much the human body can stretch. They have to do this skin removal. I know, enough. The bad part is they say only 5% of the people keep it off, and it's their family who enable them, boyfriends and other people. Ooh, sometimes I do go for a snack after. I know, I'm sorry. I definitely find this to be there, but for the grace of God, go I. I do exercise after watching, so that's helpful. Last but not least, Dr. Pimple Popper, a very upbeat, annoying young doctor, takes care of people's growths, usually on their face, sometimes really sad medical problems, but sometimes just yucky and fetishy for people who like to watch it. Ooh, enough said. Hey, at least I don't watch ridiculousness. This is on every day. Some snotty kid is the host. He shows videos of people hurting themselves doing stupid things. And then he has all these wise-ass guests making fun of them. I'm not that mean. Guilty, yes. Pleasures, no. You better go back to the news. But that does not mean faux news, watching Carlson, Hannity, Ingram. They're more disgusting than any of these shows, honest.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.